The Food and Drug Administration has authorized booster shots for the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines. A CDC panel will take up the proposal today. But even as people line up for boosters and many employers issue vaccine mandates, a significant number of Americans have yet to receive even one dose. Dorothy Novick has been a pediatrician for 25 years. She recommends that all of her patients and their parents get a vaccine, but still, some hesitate. She says she's working to help convince them, one patient at a time.
My friends ask if I'm angry at people who aren't vaccinated against COVID-19. I'm a doctor. Surely I must see how they threaten my safety, how it's their fault this pandemic won't end. But I'm not angry. When a mother says no, I'm concerned she might fall ill. When a teenager says he's not afraid of the virus, I worry how afraid he might be if he brings it home to his grandfather. As physicians, we understand that people don't respond to being lectured or coerced. They respond to empathy and compassion. They respond to feeling known. This kind of approach positively affects behaviors like smoking and drinking, and it makes a difference in vaccine hesitancy, too. The vast majority of my patients tell me they're scared. One has a neighbor who died in his sleep after getting the COVID vaccine. Another had a near-death experience from a blood clot 3 years ago, and she fears the vaccine might cause another. "I don't even know what's in it," is also a common refrain. I listen to every concern. I acknowledge how worrisome the unknowns can feel. I say, what a horrible story about the man who died in his sleep. But if sudden death were even a rare side effect, we would absolutely know that by now. I hold my hands in the air, palms facing the ceiling to make a virtual scale, and I describe the weighing of risks. A blood clot from COVID-19 infection is 12 times more likely than a clot from the vaccine. Then I walk to the exam table and start to draw. Here's the virus with spike proteins coating its shell and wavy bits of genetic material floating inside. That's the virus injecting its wavy bits inside a human cell. But this is the vaccine inside the body. It's only the spike protein, with our antibodies swarming around. At the end of our conversation, some patients still shake their heads. Others want time to think. But a few times each day, a mom or dad says, "Yes, I'll make an appointment." Or a teen asks, "Can I get it today?" I click the button on my computer screen that might save his life, or his grandfather's. Increasing vaccination requires multiple strategies. Improving access, public health messaging, mandates, all have been shown to help. And so has a relationship with a trusted healthcare provider. My heart swells every time I watch a person I care for walk out the door with the Band-Aid on his arm, safer than he was before.